The Rugby Union World Cup. Expert opinion, live in-play betting calls and weekly podcasts exclusive to William Hill.
New Zealand are 1-6 favourites for victory. It's 5-1 for France and 25-1 the draw. Do you think that New Zealand are going to lay to rest? I mean, obviously they did win the World Cup final against France 4 years ago, but prior to that, and I mean, you could even argue, had refereeing decisions gone the other way, that they maybe wouldn't have won the final. But do you think that New Zealand might justify the Tigers' favourite on Saturday night?
Well, I'm actually going to go for the French. I'm sorry to say this, but they've got a bulky side. They're balling Dumoulin, or whatever his name is, in the centre instead of Bastereau. So they've changed the way they're playing the game. They've got a good attacking back line there. They're good and strong. They've got Tsunami in the front row. He's going to be powerful. The All Blacks haven't looked that good in the scrums, in the set pieces. The French have got a big, powerful pack. And, you know, Picamole's as good as Reed at carrying the ball. And from that point of view, I can see that France could cause an upset in this. We always say this, the same old thing with France. If the right French team turns up, they will win this game. And I feel that this is the game that they've been focusing on. This is the game that, in a way, France won. And they may want it just that little bit more than the All Blacks.
Wow, well, the prices are definitely there to reward you if you think that France can pull something off. I think I have to agree with you in as far as, you know, if you are going to take a punt on an outsider, you want a side that can generate a bit of magic. And say what you want about Philippe Saint-André, when his side do get it together, they are magic to watch. You reference Alexandre Dumoulin there, and he is playing at outside centre instead of Bastereau this weekend, which for me, you know, it does give a bit more creativity for them, like you said. He may well end up turning provider rather than a touchdown scorer, but he's 5-1 in the betting if you fancied a little bit of that. But I want to know, Jeff, just how confident are you on the front? There's two bets to be had. First and foremost, you can bat them to win the game at 5-1. However, if you're not quite as confident, you could perhaps look at the handicap betting. France given a 12-point head start, and that's a 10-11 shot, France plus 12.
Well, if I think they're winning, that's a good bet as well, isn't it? You know, because I don't expect France to let us down this much. I mean, I think the game last week against Ireland, they didn't really play. The French didn't turn up, and they don't tend to do that 2 weeks on the trot. So I think that the French will turn up this week. There'll be a good, strong performance. I expect them to win, but if they lose, it'll be a close game.
And if you were going to put a selection out there as an anytime try scorer, Jeff, who might you be leaning towards, either side?
Well, Fofana, obviously, or Dunning. Dunning, yeah. He's playing the wing, so I'd look at him.
Bryce Doolan is priced up at 4-1, and Wesley Fofana 3-1. They're all very much bigger prices than the Kiwi outside backs. You know, if you're backing Julian Surveyor, who's backing the side this week, you're only getting paid out at 5-4 now. I mean, you look at his international scoring record, that's not so bad.
Good Scudder as well. He's
6-4, so not a massive price either. I mean, the rewards are certainly there for backing along the Irish side. The French side of the line.
The French. We're getting as bad as each other. We're both saying Irish, Welsh, French, Scottish, whatever it is. But I tell you what, the big thing is that the French will score tries. The New Zealanders, even if they win this game, they do leak a little bit. They have this ability to be able to keep playing relentlessly. So even if they go behind, they pull back and come for it. So France will have the opportunity to score tries. These outside backs for the French are well worth betting a bit on, because, you know, you will get a return from it.
And I mean, if you wanted to, obviously we do have the full side here for France. You could split your stakes across a couple of them. I mean, you've referenced obviously Bryce Doolan and Wesley Fofana there, priced up at 4-1 and 3-1 respectively. The back three for France is Scott Spedding, Noah Nakiatake, and Bryce Doolan. Nakiatake is 5-2, Bryce Doolan 4-1, Scott Spedding 5-1. If you place your bets, you know, with a bit of clever pricing structure, you could end up being in profit even with three bets running for you. So it could be something to look at and consider.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.